Why is Amazon, minus their web services, not a great company?
This is a great question, Robert. What you see is a company which is has a profit engine, Amazon Web Services, attached to a much, much larger company, retail basically, which does not have great profits. In effect, if you look at Amazon Web Services, a couple of years ago, it accounted for 71% of Amazon's operating profits. That's now down to 62%. And that's a worrying sign. Mm. Because when you look at the percent increase over the last couple of years, Amazon Web Services is 73% of the profit increase of the whole company. So you're looking at a situation where something is not right in this structure. There's a warning sign here. If we were to look at the operating profits of the retail side of Amazon, it's only 2.4%. Walmart gets 4.
Mm.
So 4.3, in fact. So the difference is huge between Walmart and Amazon on the operating profits side, retail to retail. So this business of Amazon Web Services having a declining contribution to its overwhelming contribution suggests that Amazon is not in the greatest shape, and we need to watch very carefully what's happening with it. Now, it does have today an A-minus grade, as Walmart has an A-minus grade. But there are a couple of other things that we have to think about. First of all, Amazon's debt equity is 1.1. Walmart's is roughly 51%. I don't like seeing a level of debt equity like that attached to a company with margins like that, where its chief profit engine is showing a less and less ability to contribute to the total profit of the company. So this is my concern, and I find it quite worrisome.
During our coffee this morning, we were talking about a big elephant in the room for Amazon, that maybe it's time to exit retail. What would that look like?
Wow. I think that's an investment banker field day. It really is. But I think it's a reasonable thing to think about. I think it's a reasonable thing to look at. It would be a gigantic deal. I mean, this thing would be floated. It's like something like a $168 billion in sales. This is not a small thing to float.
Sure.
But with its debt and operating margins, I'm not sure it could even get close to one-time sales. So it does raise big questions about Amazon's total value. What is it, like close to $1 trillion? It's been back and forth to the trillion-dollar line over the last while. I'm not sure the valuation's there, to be honest with you, and I think investors have to look very carefully at this.
It'll be fascinating to take a look at this topic after the holidays to see where we're at.
Yes, it will be.
For more on Amazon, Walmart, and the importance of monitoring your debt and equity ratio, visit us at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.